Lawmakers grilled Oklahoma's junior U.S. senator today at a confirmation hearing. Oklahoma County officials are moving to dissolve the jail trust. And time is running out to get in on the Olympic ticket lottery. This is the KGOU PM News Brief for Wednesday, March 18th. I'm Deborah Ashar. Oklahoma Senator Mark Wayne Mullen faced a number of questions today about his qualifications to lead the U.S. Department of Homeland Security. It was a contentious hearing at times and included attacks like one from Kentucky Republican Rand Paul, calling Mullen a freaking snake. Mullen insisted he could do the job.
Let me earn your respect. Let me earn the job. I won't fail you. I won't back down from a challenge. And I'll also admit when I'm wrong. I'm not perfect. I don't claim to be perfect. I make mistakes just like anybody else.
Mullen has been a staunch supporter of President Donald Trump's policies and the work of ICE agents in enforcing immigration policies. A final vote to confirm Mullen could be as soon as next week. He would be the first Oklahoman to serve in a presidential cabinet since Scott Pruitt was head of the EPA during the first Trump administration. Governor Kevin Stitt will be responsible for picking the person to finish the rest of Mullen's term. That senator will be required to sign an affidavit saying they won't seek re-election. The Oklahoma County Budget Board voted today to dissolve the jail trust that operates the county's detention center. Sierra Pfeiffer reports it's the first step to moving the jail back under the sheriff's control.
The jail trust was created 6 years ago to address persistent issues at the Oklahoma County Jail. Officials hoped a panel of diverse perspectives would bring new outcomes for the troubled facility. But the trust has been the subject of near-constant controversy since it began, unable to address poor conditions inside of the county lockup. During a tense meeting about the jail's impending multi-million dollar shortfall, Commissioner Jason Lowe moved to dissolve the trust.
The trust has been a failed experiment. $5 million deficits, over 60 deaths, unilateral pay raises. Enough is enough.
The board unanimously approved Lowe's request. County commissioners will weigh in next. In Oklahoma City, I'm Sierra Pfeiffer.
Oklahoma lawmakers are considering more playtime for students. State Impact's Beth Wallace has more on a measure that passed the Senate floor Tuesday.
Senate Bill 1481 by Claremore Republican Ali Seyfried would double the state's minimum requirement for recess from 20 minutes to 40 minutes for students in kindergarten through fifth grade. It can be divided into two periods of 20 minutes. It also stipulates that students can't have recess taken away as a form of discipline.
States around us are at 40 minutes or 30 minutes, and as we know, recess is very important, not just for physical health of students, but mental health for students.
The bill passed the Senate unanimously and heads to the House, where Enid Republican Representative Chad Caldwell has signed on as the House author. Caldwell is the vice chair of the Education Oversight Committee. For State Impact, I'm Beth Wallace.
The Los Angeles Olympics are more than 2 years away, but the first tickets for those summer's games, including for events in Oklahoma City, will go on sale in early April. Grayson Wheeler reports today is the last day people can sign up for a chance to buy them.
Oklahoma City is hosting canoe slalom and softball for the LA 28 Olympics. Michael Burns is president of Team OKC, the group organizing the games here. He says the OKC Metro has been one of the top five cities from which people have signed up for the ticket lottery.
You know, they've had over 5 million responses globally, but domestically, Oklahoma City has been one of the top responders.
Today is the last day to join those jockeying for a chance to buy Olympics tickets. Technically, the deadline is 1:59 a.m. tomorrow, Oklahoma time. People who register for the lottery will be randomly selected for time slots during which they can buy tickets. People who live in Cleveland, Canadian, or Oklahoma counties are eligible for pre-sale time slots the first week of April. The rest of the slots will start a week later. In Oklahoma City, I'm Grayson Wheeler.
Byrne says there will be more chances to get tickets down the road. For more information and a link to sign up, visit KGOU.org. I'm Deborah Ashar.
Hi, it's Terry Gross, host of Fresh Air. Hey, take a break from the 24-hour news cycle with us and listen to long-form interviews with your favorite authors, actors, filmmakers, comedians, and musicians, the people making the art that nourishes us and speaks to our times. So listen to the Fresh Air podcast from NPR and WHYY.